This all started because the football players at Northwestern wanted to form a union so they could have collective bargaining rights and better health coverage. But to form a union, you need to be an employee. And the board's recent decision says that they are. That's the opposite of how the board has treated graduate students in the past. Jared Lucan is a lawyer in Connecticut who specializes in employment and labor law.
The graduate student's primary responsibility is being a student, whereas the football players are, based on all the evidence there, that's not their primary responsibility, essentially, which kind of undercuts the whole idea of a student athlete, right?
Lucan says this would not affect public universities like the University of Connecticut. Walter Harrison is the president of the University of Hartford and chairs the Committee on Academic Performance of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. He says this case is likely to lead to players from the five major college sports conferences getting more benefit, but he does not agree with paying student athletes a salary because it would
blur the differences between professional and amateur athletics to an extent that would make it very difficult to make college sports look much different than professional sports.
Harrison says that's what appeals to him about college sports. This isn't over yet. Northwestern plans to appeal to the full National Labor Relations Board in Washington, D.C. Alan Yu, WNPR News.